Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
City holds meet and greet for final three city administrator candidates. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. Around 30 people were present for the meet and greet at City Hall on Monday morning. Prior to a day of interviews and a luncheon at City West, the final three candidates, current interim city administrator Mike Cole, Pat Oman, and Scott Mazarios, took some time to visit with members of the community. Among the crowd was all city council members, county commissioners Del Shellstead and Jim Ford, as well as Senator Eric Barlow. Representatives from the Campbell County Convention and Visitors Bureau and Gillette Main Street, the Chamber of Commerce, and Energy Capital Economic Development were also on hand to visit with the finalists. Each candidate spent a few minutes introducing themselves to the audience, talked about their background, and why they were interested in the position here in Gillette. All three candidates shared their diverse backgrounds and wide range of experience. Mike Cole, who has a background in civil engineering, is a fifth-generation Wyoming native, graduated from the University of Wyoming, and has lived and worked in four Wyoming towns. Cole said he had managed some of the largest capital projects during his time in the private and public sector.
I've managed some of the largest capital construction projects in Wyoming, including Cheyenne's water treatment plant expansion, reconstruction of Interstate 80 through Laramie, and also the Gillette Regional Water Supply Project.
Scott Mazarios, who recently worked as the town manager for Hope Mills, North Carolina, told the crowd he has always been very passionate about community. Mazarios holds a bachelor's degree in biology and a master's degree in public administration and also served in the United States Air Force. He said he has always been drawn to challenges and fixing problems. In addition to being an elected city clerk in Colorado and working for a sheriff's department obtaining grants, he says he understands what it requires to work with elected officials. The third candidate, Pat Oman, who is from Minnesota, said he has worked in both the public and private sector and developed a patent for a product while working for Honeywell. He said he brings with him 20 years of government administrative experience.
And I really enjoy administration. I really enjoy county administration. But the state of Wyoming and your city, you have a lot to offer individuals and businesses. The research has shown you have the lowest tax burden. I think you're the third lowest of any state of the union. You have the lowest sales tax burden, you have the lowest property tax burden. It is a place for people that want to live and want to run a business and want to retire.
Following the meet and greet, the candidates were interviewed by three groups consisting of city council members, city staff, and local residents. Following a luncheon, council met in executive session to discuss the candidates. A representative from City Human Resources said she didn't expect council to take any action after the executive session, but did expect council to make a formal offer in the coming days. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.